never man's life, where he's gotta get up off that porch, get on that horse, and grab life by the reins, brother. This weekend, I realized that I am cut of that ilk. I am a man of that cloth. I am built for the ring, and I could do what it takes to be the world champion. So I'd like to take this opportunity to call out John Cena and let him know I'm coming for his fucking head.
Can I please name this gimmick? Can I please name it? Can I please name it?
I don't know what you're talking about, boy. This ain't no gimmick.
So... My eyes hurt.
Have I seduced you yet?
Is this the honeycomb? Is the honeycomb finally?
I'm the honeycomb.
Fucking love those glasses.
There's something funny, boy.
Before you fight John Cena, you should come see my ass real quick. I love it. My eyes hurt so bad. I feel like I got maced right now. What is that? Is that the axe? Why did you do this to me? I'm gonna have puffy eyes the rest of the night.
One and done. January 16th, aka Juneteenth. Come see Honeycomb versus John Cena. The one, the only Honeycomb. Are you not entertained?
Where did you get this from? This is better than WrestleMania Night 1 and 2. By 1,000%. And please mail me those glasses. You know what to do too well with the hair. You know who you look like? The book sale lady in Portlandia. And a little bit like Kurt Hennig. So review it. Give me a 1 out of 10. I don't even want to talk about the matches, dog. Just give me your 1 out of 10 on Night 1.
If there's any doubt about whether or not professional wrestling is real, then I can be a wrestler. I'm out of shape. Can't run. Need surgery on my shoulder. But what I saw all weekend was pulled punches, slapping of the thighs when pretending to punch somebody, stomping of the jumping feet when stomping somebody out, people giving taps to count down before they lift each other, people blatantly pulling when they use a chair or a stair to impact somebody. I heard Pat McAfee call the table a steel table, even though it was clearly made out of plastic and foam. If wrestling is real, then I'm a real wrestler.
Pat McAfee ruined wrestling. Okay, I'll tell you what the best parts were since I'm the fan here, okay? Night one, the best two matches were Charlotte Flair versus Tiffany Stratton. They put on a good show. Their timing was pretty good.
It
was
hold like on well, here.
Well, time
hold on dance. Here.
Was it not?
Tune in Monday night for Raw, where I will be taking on Bob Arcadian, the Slender Man.
What used to be known as a Slender Man, now they call him the Pebble.
Every time the cameras would cut to the audience, and I would see people's eyes in shock and disbelief. I would lose all faith in humanity.
It wasn't that bad.
People
the
were
Charlotte
like
Flair
this.
Match was good.
Oh you my sell God! It. Did you? Oh my God!
You gotta oh sell God. It. I'm gonna look at myself at these guns, that these WrestleMania guns right here.
Oh. Those aren't WrestleMania guns.
No, I'm not enough testosterone. But
you're,
night
yeah,
one, Charlotte,
on.
Charlotte Flair. Fucking Tiffany Stratton, and then
the
main event
here,
was okay. It was
not
okay.
Yet.
I'm
not
still
yet.
Crying. You still have me crying.
I don't have headphones on yet.
Now you look like Tom Cruise. You did two wardrobe changes. First one was the honeycomb, and then this one is Tom Cruise. And what was it? Risky Business?
I'm
was
just
it risky
showing
business?
My diversity, that I can play multiple characters. You can write me an arc. I may start off as the honeycomb, but I may turn into
Joe Hendy, number two.
Okay, tell the fucking truth. Did you not enjoy that?
That was the most enjoyable part of the whole weekend.
And then he turns around, and then he gets RKO'd. It was fucking perfect. They wrote it perfect. I also like that they didn't just make him get his ass kicked since he's come from a lower wrestling company.
I'm going to keep the glasses on.
I love those. Night two, the best matches were Bianca Belair, Io Sky.
No, we're not going to skip to night two.
Can't Let's even talk about, night, about one. Night one. It's terrible.
Night one.
I want to hear your experience, though, because I'm the wrestling fan. The whole point was to hear your take of it. So I want to hear what you thought of WrestleMania Night 1.
So I tuned in like a good friend, like a good neighbor. DP was
State
there.
State Farm is there.
For the pre WrestleMania show. I watched the interview with Stephanie McMahon and everybody, and I think I texted you because I was getting disgusted. I said, I cannot sit here and listen to these commentators talk about wrestling and the implications of these matches as if there's real competition that's occurring in the ring. Like, it was baffling my mind. They're like, you know, I think if the Eliminator really steps up his game, he was dealing with that nagging injury that he sustained last year, but he's recovering. If he goes, maybe he can compete for the world championship, you know, but those ties and the brotherhood, there might be some stirred pots if he doesn't stick to his commitments. And I'm just like, what the fuck are we talking about?
But were they right in the end? Did he stick to his commitments and did he come out on top?
It's hard to be wrong when the entire thing is scripted, Bob. It's hard
only the
to
dance
be
is scripted. Only the dance is scripted.
You mean okay, choreographed?
Aside from that.
Let's give credit where credit due. There's some serious athletes going on.
Fuck
with
yeah.
With some great feats of athleticism. You're talking about people that are committed to building their body, that are committed to building their flexibility, and do have a skill. Their skill is being stuntsmen. Their skill is not in acting. There's not a good actor among the bunch, okay?
It's just John Cena right now.
But they're great stunt men and women, and they're great athletes, and they do have a commitment to their body. They are strong. They do sustain injuries and bumps, but not in the vein that you would. I thought of a comparison, right? Pro wrestling, or going to pro wrestling, or watching pro wrestling at home, for that matter, is like going to medieval times, but they don't give you the meal. You're just watching a scripted battle that has no real implications, and you're not getting fed.
That's a fair comparison. But you can get like nachos and hot dogs and whatever else at a WWE event. You're just not getting a chicken leg, you know what I'm saying? So that's fair. What did you think of the matches on night one?
I can't remember everybody's names. You know I don't watch wrestling. So night one, there was the triple threat match, right?
Triple threat match with Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and CM Punk. What did you think of that?
Credit where credit due, CM Punk is pretty cool.
CM Punk's dope, bro.
I thought the whole match was fucking dumb, especially with the advisor and him being just like, oh, no. Should I? No, let's see. Here's a chair. Who will I give it to? I'm going to give it to you. Psych. Nut check. Yeah, see? I just double-crossed him. Here's a chair. Take him out. Here's your chair. Nope. Nut check. Yeah. I'm a menacing villain. I don't even have to say words. I thought that was fucking dumb.
That guy, Paul Heyman, I hated him when I was a kid, and I didn't understand why until I was older. He's just really good at being a piece of shit.
Hating someone who's pretending.
As a kid, not that bad. Because I figured it out as a kid still too, but that's why I hated him, because he was so good at acting like an ass. They could have done the main event for that a little bit different. You had a lot of big names in there. You had CM Punk's first WrestleMania main event. Maybe he should have won it, maybe not. What was the other matches on that one?
The tag team match.
What was the tag team match?
With the dudes dressed as Clash of Clans people.
Oh, yeah.
And the two futuristic arcade
black dudes. The Viking Raiders versus the New Day. The New Day. What did you think of that?
You know what the most impressive thing about that tag team match is? That 300-plus, 400-plus pound guy from the Viking
Flying
Raiders.
Through the air?
Doing backflips and shit off the high rope. I was like, kudos to that guy.
He's fucking
kudos
agile,
to
right?
That guy, right? And especially even at that weight, people get tired. But he hung in there. He was moving. He wasn't just being a statue.
And you can't do the flip. You have to make your mark. You're gonna hurt somebody.
He's got the strength. He's got some athleticism. And he had the cardio to go that full match. Now, the outcome of it was dumb. Dude, all the little cheeky little, oh, they're cheating, or somebody distracted the ref, or oh, they threw in some brass knuckles, or oh, like, that's the part that just makes it too goofy. Too goofy.
That's the showmanship part of the whole entertainment. That's the entertainment side of it all, right? So the fans can kind of play into the whole match and kind of feel like they're...
Listen, I think of pro wrestling like I think of strip clubs. I don't go to strip clubs, right? Because I don't want someone pretending like something's going to happen or giving that illusion. If it ain't there, it ain't there. I ain't going, and I ain't wasting my money.
I just don't go because there's this chlamydia in the air, and I don't want to catch that in my throat. And it's just weird airborne. Being around a bunch of guys with boners. You know what I mean?
What's different than high school locker room?
I'm not forced to look at them like I was in high school. They would force me. They would tie me up and say, look at this. I wouldn't want to. You don't remember? You were one of the guys.
And that was the beginning of his villain arc. That's when he knew he was going to be a heel.
What did you think of the Tiffany Stratton Charlotte Flair match?
I was very impressed with both of their athleticism. I'll be completely honest. They had some pretty cool acrobatics. I think of them as gymnasts, right?
One of them
gymnasts just flying around. Probably Stratton, right? She's
yeah, absolutely. Stout. That's, yeah,
that's
exactly
a gymnast build. But I don't get excited. I'm not like into it. It was exhausting with every fake almost count out. I would be like, are you kidding me? We're doing this again. And then it almost like it was like watching absurd comedy where it gets so dumb that it becomes funny again, especially during the fast forwarding to the main event of the weekend. How many different near countouts were there with between Cena and Rhodes? Like 25. At one point I was like, are you gotta be kidding me? This thing is not over yet. Anyway, but yeah, I don't want people to just shit on this review because of my lack of appreciation for the art that is faux combat sports. So why don't you take the reins and talk about it from a fan's perspective?
I mean, from a fan's perspective, you're not going to get too much better on this WrestleMania, because night one I thought was a dud, and I feel like most people that I've been reading on the Reddit forums and everywhere else online have been kind of saying the same thing. They didn't really have like a, what am I looking for here? A theme. They didn't have
a
theme.
You're looking for.
They just were in Vegas. Vegas. But that's not
the theme. Was video games, because there's video game ads on everything.
And that's, I think we're witnessing the downfall and how it's going to start turning into just this oversaturated product of video games. And what did you see? Prime energy drinks on the aprons and on the apron. Yeah, it was everywhere. It was just nothing
but advertising. That stack of Prime energy drinks literally sat there all throughout day two just for Logan Paul to run up and look at a drone. And I was like, did he say, hey, I won't take a salary, just let me put this stack of Prime here for advertisement throughout the entire fucking show?
But that's what's ruining it, right? It's oversaturated with bullshit. And maybe I'm just getting old. I respect Logan Paul's game, but I'm not a big fan of Logan Paul.
I actually don't have any problem with the advertisement. Everybody needs to make money. That's what funds this thing. That's what funds these people who put their bodies at risk to perform each night doing these stunts, right? Like, you have to make money. But you could tell based off the demographics of the crowd and the demographics of the ads that like this is just not built for me.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to feel the same way. Like I said, I got back into it during COVID, but before I just shit on it completely, I'll go to night two. Night two opened up, I feel like, just with an instant classic with that Bianca Belair, Io Sky, and Rhea Ripley. The timing of that match was...
Let me tag
in. Hang on, real quick.
Wait. Before you get into the matches, because you have to have context.
All right, go ahead.
Night one, I watched by myself, okay? Watched by myself. Night two, I turned it on, and the family sacrificed watching what we typically would watch to go down this road together. And it started to become a little bit enjoyable, just pointing out all the different things we would notice about like how they're pulling punches, how they're giving notice to each other that they're about to do a lift, or how they're, he's like, oh, he's picking them up to the top ropes. Meanwhile, their opponent is like helping them
lift them up there.
Well, they're climbing up themselves. So that part did become enjoyable. It's almost like watching Rocky Horror Picture Show, right? With a group of people. There is some enjoyment that can be found with watching it as a group. I had way more of an enjoyable time watching it as a group than I did watching it by myself. Watching it by myself, I was literally like, how long is this shit? But night two, I did have some appreciation for.
And I'm glad you said that, because I do feel like a big part of wrestling is like a family thing. You know, you sit down with the kids, and whether you make fun of it, it's still enjoyable to do it that way. Or, and then while you're making fun of it, there's a dude in there that you might actually think is a freak of nature, you know, like that Bron Breakker guy is a freak of nature. And anyway, let's talk about night two, since night two is a lot better than night one. Start off with Bianca Belair, Io Sky, and Rhea Ripley. And their timing was fucking perfect from start to fucking finish. With three people, you usually see a lot of slow points. Someone rolls out the ring for like 20 minutes and then they get back into it.
Kind of like holy that shit. Free-for-all, that four-way free-for-all with the dudes. It was like, was it really a four-way fight? Because it's like two people are out of the ring or just off camera. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
And the girls, they brought it way harder than the men, did they not?
Listen, when I watched that fight, the only thing I could think about is, of course, the Asian lady is the champion and she's going to win. Because if you look at the target demographic and the affinity for anime and manga and little cute Asian girls, they have to feed to their audience. So there wasn't even the element of scripted surprise for me. She was very athletic. Those girls are very good athletes.
Freak athletes.
But I, as far as like the actual performance, meh.
I'll give that one a 10 out of 10. Can't remember which one was up next after that, but I know it was that we'll talk about that Dominic Mysterio winning his Intercontinental Championship. That was his first one. Ever since he's been in the business, they've been kind of shitting on him.
It was the tribal dude and the Rush Gunther.
Jey Uso versus that was night one though, wasn't it?
Jey Uso is the one who beat Gunther? Yeah, you're right. That was night one. Yeet. I thought about writing yeet across these glasses.
I'm glad you didn't. You know, I don't mind Jey Uso, but I hate that gimmick. Like, anybody who works so long in any business deserves their day before they retire or whatever. So I'm glad he got it, but I hate that yeet shit. Just me, Oos. And then what was the best match? John Cena match wasn't that bad. Let's just skip to the end.
My favorite match was the Logan Paul match.
Was it really?
Psych! No.
Was it really?
No.
I thought it would be. I think my favorite match was the Cena match and the Belair match. Cena kicking Cody Rhodes in the nuts was very nice. And I liked it a lot.
My problem with the Cena-Rhodes match is that you clearly knew what was going to happen. Once they mentioned that Cena's last final match would be in Australia, I was like, okay, he's going to win here. And then there's going to be a rematch redemption fight in Australia to give Rhodes an opportunity to reclaim the belt because he'll be carrying the network or the sport throughout the future. I assume he's the biggest name in wrestling right now. I've seen him on some podcasts doing some other shit. But
so here's the switch up. Not to cut you off, but before we hopped on tonight, I was watching the opening of Raw because John Cena said, tune in to watch me ruin wrestling. So I tune in, right? And it's the beginning. And he's done with his segment. It's not Cody Rhodes that comes out that attacks him. It's no other than Randy the Viper Orton, RKO, in the middle of the ring. So I think that's who they're going to let take the championship from John Cena after WrestleMania.
You talking about the fight that lasted like long enough for me to go take a shit?
With him and John Henry?
John Hendy? Joe Hendy.
Joe Hendry, yeah.
That fight was so short. And that one was actually entertaining because I liked the fact that the Joe Hendy guy didn't take it serious. I felt like, oh, this is a guy that clearly knows what it is. He's like, you know what? I'm going to circumvent everybody's expectations of what these wrestlers are. He's not coming out like, you know, I'm a real serious guy with real serious intentions. And I'm mad. And I'm coming for blood. He's just...
Tobey Maguire in Pleasantville is who he is.
I believe in Joe Hendy.
I think we all do. It's hard not to like that gimmick. But I'll rate it a 7 out of 10 overall for the event. Maybe even a 6.5.
Over, are you talking about overall for both days?
For both days. That's all it's getting from me.
I would rather watch a marathon of YouTube shorts of public freakouts with Karens nonstop just screaming then we'll watch WrestleMania again.
Fucking disappointed that you had to watch it this year, and I convinced you to watch it this year because last year's was amazing and this year's was a dud.
What about the two do you think that I would actually be appreciative of? Because I think I would feel the same way no matter what the performance was.
The nostalgic aspect of the last one,
but I really don't have nostalgia. I'm just like, man, that sucks that this guy still has to work at this age. Guess he squandered his money.
So you know, he wasn't working, right?
That's the only thing.
He wasn't really working. The end of the last match of last year's WrestleMania between Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, John Cena comes out. No one had seen him in like over a year. Everyone was like, oh, and he does a little thing. Then The Rock comes out. Everyone thinks Roman Reigns is gonna win because The Rock's came out. Then all of a sudden the lights go out, boom, you hear the Undertaker's music for the first time in almost 4 years, and then he's in the middle of the ring and just, he looks like a regular guy like us right now but with a bandana on, and then he choke slams The Rock and then his music hits again and then he's gone. It was just cool. He wasn't working, you know what I'm saying? He was probably in the crowd. Okay, you need to come in for 5 seconds, choke slam The Rock and leave. And it was definitely for just like the guys like us that missed the Undertaker, you dig? It was kind of cool. It was way better than this year's. And that's how Cody Rhodes won the championship.
You know what part I enjoyed the most?
When it ended.
Of the whole like 10 hours of WrestleMania that I watched this weekend was when Stone Cold, riding a four-wheeler around the ring, crashed into the wall and hurt that poor girl who looked like to be watching WrestleMania with her father, and the look on her face for the rest of the night, and the dad just finishing his drink. I could just imagine what's going through his head. Hey, honey, I know you're hurt, but I'm not leaving right now. The main event's about to start, and we're about to be rich. So that's what I enjoyed the most, is the fact that family, it just came into millions of dollars.
Talk about a boneheaded thing to do as a 60-year-old man. I get it. You're hyped up for WrestleMania, but on the off chance he was drinking backstage, and then all those beers he was drinking after he ran into her on the ATV, she's gonna have a nice little lawsuit on her hands.
100%. Yeah, I noticed that after he did his whole little announcement and everything, that there was somebody from WWE that was talking to the family. Notice that the ATV was gone, and notice that Stone Cold had to walk back behind the stage.
That was the president of WWE, Nick Khan, that was checking on her, and he never, ever comes out. So that's how you know something's gonna go down. I can't blame her. If I paid $5,000 for those tickets, like those people pay to be in the front seat of anything, Super Bowl, WrestleMania, and I get hit by a fucking ATV, I'm going to be kind of pissed off.
I bet you there's some kind of liability waiver to have those seats along the perimeter, given the nature of the event. So I'd be interested to see what the result is, if it is ever made public. And even if there is some kind of like a waiver, I bet you there's like a cap on damages, right? Like $10,000 for an injury sustained as a result of the performers.
I would make it a money settlement, and I'd also want free WrestleMania tickets. Front row, where I got hit, at least two or three tickets for the rest of WrestleMania until that shit is gone. That sounds fair to me. Shitty WrestleMania, DP. That's on me, bro.
No, don't let me put a damper on your experience. It's okay to like wrestling.
You didn't. Trust me. I've liked... How long have we been friends? I'm so...
At least 2 weeks by now.
At least 2 weeks. I mean, I'm still watching Raw on Netflix tonight, so it didn't put a hamper on it for me, per se. It just, I don't like lack of effort.
I don't even think there's a lack of effort. I just think after so many years of writing these storylines, everything is predictable, and there's not much else you can do. Here's what I thought was a little amusing. So I got sons. You know more intimately about these details that I won't disclose publicly for the world, but I have sons, and some of them in that younger elementary school age, and as we're watching some of these fights, I could hear him go, "Oh, wow, man," like kind of getting into it, because the veil of illusion is still over his eyes. No matter how much he heard me say it's fake or that that's not real or they're pulling punches or blah, 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 that veil, that illusion still exists. And that's the magic of what wrestling is. And I saw that magic in a lot of adults that are in that audience. And you know, who am I to shit on that magic for those people? So they enjoyed what they enjoy. I feel for WWE, there's only so much you can do. I still think the event was a success. Sold out, Las Vegas, 63,000 some odd people each day for a total of, what was it, like 123 or something like that. So it's an impressive feat. It's a huge production. Putting together something like that is not easy. Bringing together all the talent and putting that show together is not easy. Oh, you know, no, I think it was, it's still a good production. Nowhere near the scale as the Super Bowl, as you tried to claim a few weeks ago.
You didn't rate it yet. You're trying to beat around the bush.
What scale am I using? Am I using
1 to 10
for my personal enjoyment or what?
Yes, personal enjoyment.
I have no frame of reference. I don't think I've ever watched a full WrestleMania. Even when I was a kid, I was explaining this to Natalie because she's like, I've never seen wrestling on TV or actually stopped to watch it. I was like, even when I was a young kid and I was vaguely into wrestling, I never watched WrestleMania because that shit was pay-per-view. I didn't have $80 to spend on, you know, my family didn't have that money to pay for that stuff. So this was the first time I've watched it. Kudos to WWE. It's on Peacock, right? You can stream it and watch it from anywhere. So on an objective, purely entertainment scale, due to the scale of production, what it is, I'm gonna give it an 8.
That's higher than I would have gave it. An 8? I don't believe it. What's the real rating?
That's what I give it. I don't have a frame of reference. See, you're comparing them to previous years. I can't do that. I can only judge it by That's the scale fair, yeah. Of the production, okay. Of what's put together. And you're talking about a football stadium. They built an extra stage in there. They got all these pyrotechnics going on.
Packed,
they got everybody's entrance.
Football stadium.
It was packed. Like I can't shit on the actual production and the work and effort that goes into it. I'm going to give it an 8.
And it got you to dress up for the podcast.
That was for the viewers. We got spicy.
That was all WrestleMania, baby. That was all WrestleMania.
And if you liked what you saw, check the links below for my OF page.
It's all feet stuff, just to save you guys the search. And he shows his grizzly bear tattoo there, too. He does that. Send us out, grizzly.
Sometimes in life, you just got to accept that people like different things. Some people like wrestling. Some people like wrestling. Some people like football. Some people like football. Some people like metal. Some people like pop. And for those of us that know, you can have the best of both worlds. Sleep Token, dropping next month.
And also, some people like Britney. And some people like Christina Aguilera.
Some people like Monica. Some people like Brandy.
Some people like NSYNC. Or some people like Backstreet Boys.
Some people like 98 Degrees. Some people like Together.
Some people like Maxwell. Or some people like R. Kelly.
Some people like No Limit Soldiers. Some people like the Hot Boys.
Pray for Kanye. Peace.
All I wanna know is, can I eat a sub?